Hi, I'm here with Jared Brock Fitzwater.
Yeah.
Where does the Brock come from?
So Brock is actually my grandfather's middle name.
Do you know where that came from, other than just his parents?
No.
Do you know what the lineage is of that, of Brock? Is that a certain...
That's a great question. Yeah. One that I don't know the answer to.
I think it's like Lithuania.
Really?
I don't know.
Could be.
I just made it up.
Let's just claim it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So here with famous Lithuanian Jared Brock Fitzwater, and we're going to talk about what we talked about on Sunday, which was eternity. Hmm. And we talked about how Jesus talked a lot about eternal life.
Yeah.
Is there a time in, you know, I shared about a 27-hour long flight that seemed like it took forever. Is there anything in your life that you feel like took a long time?
Yeah. So I had proposed to Caroline in December.
Mm-hmm.
And we decided we were going to get married just a few months later in August. But that span from like December to August just felt like it took forever to get to.
Mm-hmm.
Like it was just, she was living in Parkersburg at the time.
Okay.
I was living in Gilmer County at the time.
Right.
So that distance was just, the distance itself was forever, but also the time from like December to August seemed like it just took 4 years
wow.
to get there.
So how long is that of a drive?
It took me about an hour and 25 minutes.
Okay. That's not that bad, I guess. I mean, considering, Tori and I lived, so I was in Arkansas and she was in Missouri while I was in college.
Wow.
And then I graduated and moved back to Pennsylvania for a little while. So there was a time when we were 15 or 20 hours apart.
That's crazy.
So we were not making weekend trips. It's really, praise God that it all worked out, because we didn't live in the same city before we got married.
Yeah.
or spend any large amounts of time besides on the phone or, you know, that kind of stuff. And we didn't have FaceTime or anything back then. It was all text messages and that kind of stuff. But saved a lot of money on dates and stuff like that. but yeah, that time of waiting for something that's exciting, it's like Christmas morning,
yeah.
you know, and it feels like it takes forever to get asleep. Or yeah, that's cool. So when in December did you get engaged?
That's a great question. It was early December. That's
early
all I
December,
remember.
Okay. Because Tori and I got engaged in December, but I think it was a few days after Christmas. I don't know the date either. But anyway, yeah. So sometimes those times in our lives can feel like eternity, but when we really step back and take a look at it, I've said this, and I don't even know if it makes a ton of sense, but it's something that kind of helps me. It's like to live for the life that lasts longer.
Mm.
Right. And so in this temporary life, things can feel long, things can feel big, but there is another life after this life
mm-hmm.
where things actually are long, you know,
yeah.
and so we can live. The Bible tells us that we can live in a way that matters in eternity.
Yeah.
And there's only one thing that we can take with us to eternity, and that's other people.
Yeah.
And so that's kind of puts things in perspective of who we are, and that we are a soul,
mm-hmm.
right? And that we are going to last. And so it matters what we do in this life. So what stuck out to you in this talk about eternity from these passages in John?
Really, like there were like three things that I think stuck out. The first was, and we kind of just talked about it, was the fact that when Jesus says, whoever has me has eternal life,
mm-hmm.
like it's in the now.
Right.
And kind of going with that gift, like, it'd be so weird to give you a Christmas present and say you can't open this for 20 years.
Right. Yeah,
like you just have to hold on to it. But the fact that he invites us into it now.
Mm-hmm.
And I know we kind of like said that over the past few of DCBC Next, but like I think that just shows the importance of it.
Right.
The fact that we live in the now, building for a life that lasts longer.
Mm-hmm.
But one that I really focused on, and it was, I mean, some would say it's a coincidence, but I think it's just God's timing for youth. The night, that night, we talked about how when Jesus asked Peter, like, who do you say that I am?
Yeah.
And making it personal.
Right.
You know, growing up, my grandfather, actually the one I got my name after, we went to church with my grandparents and my parents every Sunday. And he was like a deacon of the church. So he was like one of like the staples of the church in my childhood. And I always was like, you know, I can't wait till I'm like his age to be a good man of God.
Yeah,
like,
right.
I just can't wait for that.
Yeah.
But like I was living off of his faith.
Right.
And we have to realize that, like, my parents' faith, it's not genetic. Like, I'm not getting their faith and getting to heaven because of their faith.
Right.
I have to make that choice.
Yeah.
I have to decide. I have to claim Jesus. Mm-hmm. And there's no middle ground.
Right.
You know, sometimes it's like, well, I never, like, think Jesus is a bad guy, but I just don't want to make that conviction. I don't want to make that choice.
Yep.
But there's not middle ground.
Right.
Like, we have to decide. If he is life and we don't have him,
right,
we have death. And I don't want that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. There's those times in life where, like the rich young ruler, where Jesus has this conversation with him and he's like, what can I do to have eternal life? What can I do to be a child of God? And Jesus, knowing his heart, says, keep all the commandments, you know, like, and he's like, oh, I got that covered, you know, and knowing that this reveals what he's putting his faith in. And so we should do that and allow ourselves to ask that question. What am I putting my faith in? As pastors, we have this conversation a lot with people, and some people it's like, boom, you know, Jesus on the cross, blood paid for the penalty of my sin, and they're just ready to answer that. And others, it is a longer conversation. And sometimes the conversation is, well, hey, it's awesome that you like the Bible. It's awesome that you, you know, are impressed with the teachings of Jesus. But do you declare that he is the Son of God and that he rose from the dead? And, you know, so... And those are awesome conversations, and it's great to be able to lead people to that. But this world has so much of that of where we like some of the things that Jesus says, but we don't want to give our all to him.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a problem. And that there are some aspects of witnessing and, you know, being a missionary in our community that makes that a lot harder than... You know, maybe those that would go into indigenous peoples that have never heard the gospel before, right? There's no confusion over who, you know, you're following, because it might cost you something. And we've heard those stories, and I've, Tori's dad has had these conversations, and Tori's uncle too, in different parts of the country of witnessing to people that might be from the Middle East or a Muslim country where it actually did cost them their relationships with their family when they, you know, decide to be a follower of Jesus. And it's much less than just kind of, oh, this is checking a box on some form of I'm this, I'm Protestant, I'm, you know, Hindu, I'm Buddhist, you know, check. Yeah. And that it's a following of Jesus. It's taking steps. And you know, the road is up and down sometimes, and we don't, it's not a straight line. I wish it was, but there are, you know, times of where we are more, on fire for God and times when we, you know, feel a distance. And, those times though, of that distance is a, when we feel that is God drawing us to him. And when we miss that, that is a wake-up call, and that is a sign that we need to run to him. And so, yeah, we've talked last week. We talked about being born again, and or maybe it was a couple weeks ago. I don't even remember now. But this week we talked about eternal life, and so these truly, truly statements have been really cool to look at the things that Jesus said. Hey, this is important, and so. This last week was our last one in the series. For this time around, we'll come back to it probably next year and look at some more. But Pastor Jared's going to speak to us this upcoming Sunday, and excited to hear that. He'll probably be trying to think of something, Saturday night, maybe, to try and...
You got time
to think of what you're going to preach on. So he's been preparing and ready to go. So we are excited to see you this upcoming Sunday. You have anything else to leave us with, Pastor?
I hope to see you on Sunday. I'm excited for what God has for us, and we'll see you then.
Yeah, we got Super Bowl party on Sunday night, and we'll be raring to go for that. So we'll see you next time.